Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as I said, and I've been telling you all week, that this is a very, very special show. We are so honored, so blessed to have Carrie O'Connor joining us right here in the studio. And we've brought Carol in. We're going to answer phones, and we've got a number of different things to talk with you about. For those of you that haven't listened to my show, and I know there are a lot of you that are new to the program, we want to welcome you to the show and invite you to find out more about what we are doing. Carrie O'Connor is a master clairvoyant, but I want to say this. You can read all about who she is. You can look at the information that we've got on our website, that she has on her website, and it will not get into the depth of what her gift is about. That's why she's here on the show. You're going to get to experience this firsthand. And her gift is being out into the world, reaching people across the globe. She's been on several of my shows. When she was on my BBS radio show, that radio show in itself reached out to people in multiple countries. As a matter of fact, as a result of a connection that was made during that show, and Carrie doesn't even know this, actually, in Australia, we will now be broadcasting that show to Australia. And so, Carrie, you actually talked about it when you did that BBS show. Someone had picked it up in Australia, I don't know when, and called us, and we're going to be dropping this show in Australia, and I don't understand the technology, but somehow it's going to happen.
Wonderful. That's the tubes I was talking about that I've seen going back and forth all over the back of your energy field in the front. That's wonderful.
It is. And you're joining us today. I want to mention again to folks that weren't able to call in yesterday, and yeah, I got all your emails that you tried to call in. Lines get very busy. I apologize. We're going to open them up again. Carrie is going to be doing a special workshop on Saturday. And this is through our partnership with the Academy of Spirit. It's a phenomenal workshop, 2.5 hours. You can be part of it, and you'll be able to be part of it by calling into today's show, letting Carol know that you are available. I think we only have a limited number of seats left, but we're still going to invite you to it. I'm sure Wendy will find a way to put more seats in there. And it's a special event in that you're bringing your gift to the West Coast now, and people love you. Do you know how much people are connecting with you?
I can feel it energetically, and it doesn't matter if I connect with the person over the phone or in person. I feel the love. It's wonderful. I love the East Coast. I mean, West Coast. I used to live out in California for a while, so I have a strong connection to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And eventually, we'll be making my way out here permanently. Mm-hmm. But
it is an incredible place. And we have, and I've said this before, we have some of the best listeners on the planet. They are so connected, so loving, and so willing to take their lives to the next level. And it's such an important contribution, this level of vibration that you're creating. Do you wake up some days, Carrie? I mean, I've thought about, what am I going to ask this woman when she comes on the show? I mean, I could, you know, come up with the canned questions. But I want to know what it's like to be Carrie O'Connor.
What it's like to be Carrie O'Connor. I was thinking about that this morning, not necessarily about what it's like to be me, but just my daily practice, which could be different from the regular get up, set the alarm clock, shut the alarm clock off, have your coffee. And every day I align myself, and I align myself with different energetic postures is what I call. So it's the energy. When I do that, I tune in, think of it as tuning a radio station, and I tune my frequencies into a the highest frequency possible. And then that aligns my body and allows me to stay in that posture all day. And so I radiate out love. my intention is love, and that's what I feel back. So it's a wonderful, that's what I tune in, and when I feel myself off, then I retune myself in. So then I pick up on everybody's signal. So can I go through the mall? I went through the mall yesterday, last night, by myself, and I was picking up a lot of people's energy and seeing their dead people around them and stuff like that. So it is different. That I'm just so used to it. I see, since I was little, I've seen people, relatives and that have crossed over around the people. So I just really, it's not anything new to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to wait not 1 minute longer. We're opening up the phone lines right now, and you're going to get to do a couple different things. One, you're going to be able to connect with Carrie directly on the show and experience what it's like to have a reading from her. It's not like anything I've ever experienced, and accurate beyond I can even tell you about. I mean, remember what I said when I opened the show? It was that conversation with Carrie where she was talking about the radio show, and within days after that, we were connecting with ILC in Australia. And they are picking up at least one show. And if we can figure out how to do this technically, they will pick up more. But Carrie told me I don't have to do anything, that other people are doing it. And I love that. 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free. 1-800-930-2819. And now you're going to respond to two things. One, would you like a reading with Carrie? And would you like to be part of this one, this workshop Saturday at 1 o'clock? Carrie O'Connor. It's going to be videotaped, so you're going to, you're going to need to be okay with people getting the back of your head. And it's going to be at Academy of Spirit, and Carol's picking up, so she'll let you know. Give us a call. Carol's working the phones, 1-800-930-2819. I think the phones are working.
Why are you
working.
Looking behind you?
It says
request line. Yes, they're ringing.
I'm missing the telephone board that was here.
It got shuffled around over here. I got the Christmas tree to the right of me now.
Okay,
because I've got to work the old screen here. We got a new screen set up. So let's go with Jay from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, who's been waiting.
How did he get in here, Ray?
So
I didn't give out the number.
The guy's good. He's
all
good.
Right. All right, he is good. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Pat. And hey, Carrie, how's it going?
Very well. How are you, Jay?
Pretty good. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Two questions. And one question is that you said on a previous show that when the when you lose your job,
mm-hmm.
you cry out to the universe,
mm-hmm.
say, you know, show me,
mm-hmm.
and say, shake your hand with the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean, Jay, is that a lot of times what we're getting out of is just visualize that for hundreds of years we've been in an energetic posture of looking up, thinking of symbolically like the patriarchal, matriarchal father, mother, God. And so our necks are back looking up. And so think of that we're invited to think of like putting your hands straight out as a horizontal posture. And when I read people's energy fields, I'm reading tubes and balls and grids around the energy fields. And the more you have open that are straight across from you, we have the lines that connect us to source that go up and down. But also what we're strengthening out is the energetic tubes that go right across from us. So they're the horizontal grids. And the stronger and more open they are, the more frequency. Think of it as that tube has a energy frequency and vibration. Within that ball, you put your desire, your new job, and then you put visualize it with like a 100-watt light bulb behind your job that you're visualizing it, and put it right 2 feet out in front of you. You don't have to send the prayer up into the sky. This is right out in front of you. A lot of times, this is a new energetic posture that we're being encouraged to hold. It's think of it as a gift of spirit. We are realizing how much we're energy beings, and we don't have to, again, push. We have so many generations have gone way up, and it doesn't mean that we don't have to pray. It's not about that. If that's what resonates with you, that's what resonates with you. But to recognize that part of the energy field that is right in front of you. Very synchronistically, I was watching the Field of Dreams yesterday in the hotel room, and I was thinking about how much that is about our potential. So think about that Field of Dreams is literally in front of, 2 feet in front of our energy field, within our fit, right through our physical body. 2 feet right there is where we want to put our hopes and dreams and desires. And the clearer they are, the more it literally creates a magnetic frequency to bring in synchronistic events. Think about what Dr. Pat was talking about with the Australia event. I see she's going to have many of those. I see her heart is aligned with her heart's desires. She is putting it out crystal clear. And then the beautiful thing is that we have to, that's a posture that she's holding. So that's the shaking your hand with the universe. And so as she's doing that, the universe will take care of the details, which is a wonderful thing. So when you align and put out your heart desires of your job and have it be crystal clear, that's what a lot of people, they're not crystal clear enough. When I'm looking in your energy field today, I'm seeing a fog on the right side that has to do with the male side, that has to do with the even putting out into the universe side, that goes back with dad. And when I see a great-great-grandfather, a line of men that go behind you, that is the history of men in the family and going beyond limits. And so this is where, again, you put your think of subconsciously, we could have that fog come in. So we want to be crystal clear, because sometimes we don't realize. People say, well, I do my vision board. I put my intentions right out there. What happens? And then I look in their energy field and I see this fog. Think of a symbolic fog coming over, and that fog has a story too. So the more we align, the more we hold that posture, the more it literally creates a frequency that magnetically brings in our heart's desires. This is a divine inheritance. This is nothing. Every single one of us is a divine inheritance that deserves the partnership, job, career, money. It's our birthright.
So how do you get rid of that fog then?
The fog, the more I tell you, the more we are able to do, to practice. The key to it is practice, practice, mm-hmm. practice, practice. The more you align, just like I was telling Dr. Pat, what is it like to be me? And I tell people this over and over. Yes, I was born with my third eye open. I was able to see people that have crossed over and tubes and lines and grids in the energy field. But what got me to be the part that it looks like I'm a microsurgeon right now, and my sight continually changes every single day, is that I divinely align myself. And so when I get off track, I feel it. It feels like I'm putting on pants that are too small for me, and then I have a choice. Do I want to put these pants on? So the more every single person is invited to get into a practice. I have the class that we're doing Saturday is all about what I see, what the guides have shown me as far as how to hold that energetic posture. And so we're invited to step into holding a posture of, it's like, think of it as like a V shape. Your arms are straight up, your legs are straight out, making a V, and that is where your whole middle of your body, your spine, is the tube that holds that universal energy and pulls it up, and it has you stay divinely aligned. So the more you get off of it, you'll feel it. We all know when we start contracting. Think of there's two postures, expansion where there's flow, or contraction. And the more you practice this, the more you feel when your body goes slightly out of alignment, and then you stop, drop, and roll. You take a breath, you stamp your foot down, you do whatever you have to do to realign yourself. The more we do this, it absolutely energetically strengthens the energy field to hold that frequency, and that frequency is like attracts like. It actually goes down to very quantum physics. It's very electromagnetic. I could talk to scientists about this. What I see, I make it simple because it doesn't have to be difficult, but we are electromagnetic beings. The more you align with that, the more you absolutely magnetically bring in that your hopes and dreams.
All right, Jay, there you go.
In a nutshell. So thanks much and many blessings, and welcome to the Northwest. I thank you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, Jay, I want to hear back from you after you put some of this into practice. I'm really seeing big things for you.
Well, thank you so much again, and I'll practice.
All right, Jay. Thank you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Carrie O'Connor is joining us live in the studio on the Dr. Pat Show. And I want to invite you to get a call in here. Carrie's going to be connecting with you. She will give you some insight into what she sees. This is our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Carol's picking up the phones as we speak. Just be patient with us. We're going to get them quickly. We'll be right back with Carrie O'Connor.
It's so magical. Can't get you off my mind. What we had is hard to find.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at mybrotherskeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you searching for meaning in your relationship? Do you feel that your marriage could be stronger or more intimate? What really is a soulmate? And do you have one? These questions and more will be answered by Gary Zukav, renowned author of Seat of the Soul, and his partner, Linda Francis, co-author with Gary of Heart of the Soul and Mind of the Soul. Gary and Linda will be here in Seattle on the weekend of August 11th to present their widely acclaimed seminar, Spiritual Partnerships for Couples. This intense seminar teaches you to create authentic power and develop partnerships for the purpose of spiritual growth. Learn how to create relationships of ever-increasing joy, co-creativity, and love. Again, Gary Zukav and Linda Francis will present Spiritual Partnership for Couples in Seattle at the Sheraton Seattle Hotel on the weekend of August 11th. To enroll, call Hay House at 1-800-654-5126. That's 800-654-5126. Or go to seatofthesoul.com.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
The Reconnections 2007 Mastery Conference in LA is a perfect way for anyone interested in the latest in healing. Hosted by international best-selling author Dr. Eric Pearl, August 2nd through the 5th, the conference features John DeMartini from The Secret and stars from What the Bleep, Dr. Emoto, Dr. Tiller, Lynn McTaggart, and many others. Call now and save $60 when you mention the Dr. Pat Show. Call 888-ERIC-PEARL or visit thereconnection.com. That's 1-888 Eric Pearl, or visit thereconnection.com.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Your love, it can set me free. Make me see. It's so magical, you and me. We are one, the moon and sun. It's so magical, you'll see.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I am so thrilled to be introducing you again to Carrie O'Connor. And I want to let everyone know, Carrie is going to be doing her own show with us. That'll be Mondays at 10. And so you're going to hear lots more about that. And you'll be able to connect with her every week. Aren't you, like, so totally lucky? as I think I've just been told, we have a new system in here. So I actually think the lines are full, Benny.
Yes, we're extremely booked, so once we drop a caller, call in, try it again, and we'll try to get you on board with us.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's grab Yvonne from Monroe, our good old pal from...
Hey, aloha!
Aloha! I have waited for this show for a whole week.
Oh.
Well, let me introduce you to Carrie.
Hello.
Aloha, Carrie.
Aloha. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. It seems that my committee of guides have put me on an expedited schedule for my return to the islands.
Mm-hmm.
I suffer from a little ADD,
mm-hmm.
and so sometimes my communication is gets static.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So any insight that you may offer on this would be appreciated.
Okay. I also have issues with ADD, so I understand
yeah.
that. And what I think of it is just that we're tuned into a lot of stations at the same time. So direct to your guides to, let's say, think of it as symbolically you have 10 radio signals out of your head and just ask them to do 5 loud and clear. And it doesn't mean that you're not getting the other information. Just think of it as they're organizing the information clear. So you absolutely can have your your guides tune up and widen up is what I say. So think about a tube getting wider, and so you're able to digest more of the information.
Okay.
And also, the beautiful thing as far as with, I don't like labels, so it's just think of expanded energy ability. Just think of it as the this time right now, especially when we're getting into August. This is August 1st or 2nd. This is August. The first 2 months of August is a huge time for us to ground and really step into our mastery. So for those people that have been what I call top heavy, so up and out of their bodies, are really being able to. And I'm talking about, I'm 44 years old, and I've been top heavy pretty much since I came in here. And so I've noticed this grounding ability. I mean, this ability since this full moon of Monday. So you work with the energies of the earth, anything to ground you, hematite, any kind of herbal things is what I'm looking for. And so hematite in particular with you. And especially, I can't emphasize the next 2 weeks are what the guides are telling me is that we're being invited. Think of this past moon was they made a very big deal about this new moon. But think about, you don't have to study astrology to understand this. We are becoming much more affected by the earth's pull. And so this full moon was all about closure for us to be able to expand our energy field. The more we're able to expand it, the more we're able to ground it, the more we're able to ground it, the more, again, our frequency goes up. So I'm seeing over the next two weeks, and pay attention when your guides are giving you a lot of master numbers. I'm seeing 222s all over your energy field, so that's planting seeds. And so they're here, and you already have the miracle grow underneath your feet. And so now do some crystal clear. And also what I noticed with myself, being able to change your hat midway. So I thought it was going to look like this way when I came out here, and I had to be able to have the flexibility of turn midstream on a dime. And so the more we're able to do that, the more we are, even the left part of our energy field is where I see it. It goes to the past is, we're able to release, and we're going back to releasing, stuff in our energy field that goes, since we incarnated here, and if you believe in past lives, we're going back way, way, way back. And so this ability is going to allow us to ground, deeper. And so again, work with the energies. Hematite's really good for you. And also, homeopathy is very good for you. And I'm hearing sepia for you. And that would seem like it would be a very good remedy for you, and especially the second chakra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Oh, good.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you going to the workshop Saturday?
Yes. I did send the information to Carol yesterday the email.
So, all right.
I hope she got it.
She's shaking her head. She's saying, thumbs up. You're good to go.
Okay, good. Thank you so
much. All right,
much.
We'll see you there. Wow, Carrie. I mean, this is amazing. It's been amazing to be on the other end of the phone line with you, but it's really quite different to be here with you. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you know, I've got my left finger over here is just doing a little twitching thing, and I'm not really sure what that's about.
Not me pulling on it.
I think we got the vibration up here in the studio. We're going to have to, and I didn't bring my like titanium thing that you have on, so I'm going to have to get demagnetized. Let's go to the phones, Benny.
You can't borrow mine. No, I'll loan it out to you. Virginia from Seattle.
Hi, Virginia. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to get here to talk to you.
Yeah, well, get right at it. Let me introduce you to Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi,
this
how are you?
Virginia in Seattle.
Hi, Virginia.
And I will see you on Saturday.
Wonderful.
I've called up in yesterday.
Very good.
I've had a hard time, and I want to do, is there some special spirit with me protecting me?
Yes, of course. We all have our special, think of it that we all come in here with our own group of guides, and guides are not family members. Guides have, their journey is to escort us through our lifetime here. So I'm seeing, and some people think we have 3, 5, 7. I say the more the merrier, so I don't get hung up on numbers, but think of that you have, to really be anchored into the three around us. Think of one on our right side, one on our left side, and one right behind you. And think of they, create a U-shaped horseshoe that really helps us into, so getting to know those guys are really important. And especially your right side. When I'm looking, Virginia, through your energy field, your right side, we all come in here with a side to work on, our left and our right, and we tilt forward and back. And I'm going to really get into details with that in the class because it could go on and on. It's actually fascinating. But this is what we're stepping out of. So think of learning to hold your energy pattern different on your right side has to do with our assertion going out into the world, our energy going out. And then that, of course, has everything is checks and balances, would affect our energy ability to take in nurturing. And also think of it, a maternal grandmother's coming in from your mom's mom's coming in, and she's also bringing in her mom. So think of as a earthly guide, it's your great grandmother, and it does not matter if you did not meet them. They're also calling out to Elizabeth, and I feel Elizabeth is alive, and please go to middle names with that. And she
Elizabeth?
Also, yes. And also pay attention to seeing the number 777, because the great grandmother, again, is calling out to Elizabeth, but she's also saying two or three, so that shows me that there could be Elizabeths in the middle name, because I'm seeing my sister Erin, and her middle name is Elizabeth, and there's several Elizabeths in the family. Also, I want to go to Marie Mary, and also they, and again, they're making a huge connection with that. So think about it. A lot of ladies coming in to support this nurturing ability. When I'm looking in your second chakra, and that's about sex, finances, creativity, it wants to show me that it's all flattened out. So think of them pumping it up and nurturing you, and that goes to the third chakra, which is self-esteem, self-worth. So consider you're under reconstruction, those lower chakras that are going to allow you to take in energy from the earth and the universe differently, which is really going to get to your hopes and dreams and desires. And also, when I see them symbolically going to an eraser board and erasing, like think of that, we're going to our computer database and erasing our programs and uploading our programs. So think of this, that subconsciously you can do it. You are allowed to let go, because there's a part on the lady's side, the female side, that there's a deep subconscious that holds on to the pattern of fear. And so you're the regeneration pattern breaker. You can let go of this. And this is deep cellular change that's absolutely going to affect your physical, mental, spiritual, emotional body. So again, pay attention to those 777s, the Elizabeth and the Marys. Can't wait to see you Saturday, because we're going to get right down to the nitty gritty as far as how to hold that energetic posture of the empowered divine masters of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, great.
All right. You good to go?
Well, thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Saturday.
All right. See you Saturday. It's so important for us to know how to tap into the power that we have within us.
Absolutely.
And, you know, every single day, I think many of us choose to believe in something outside of ourselves.
Absolutely.
I know we're going to be talking about this Saturday, and Benny, we're going to go to the phones in a minute. I'm thrilled that you're sharing with folks what we're going to cover on mm-hmm. Saturday, because this is really an invitation for people to learn from you what you have learned yourself. And
right.
so that each of us know how to step forth and be as magnificent as we were meant to be.
Absolutely. In this time in particular, that my guides call it, though, it's the two for one lifetime. And so this lifetime, we're here to take, as we step out of patterns that are limiting, it's the two for one. We step into our divine birthright, our mastery, and then we start writing a whole new script. It's the two for one. Everyone likes a deal.
All right. Everyone does like a deal, as we say here. For more information about Kerry O'Connor, go to the website, kerrioconnor.com, K-E-R-R-I-E, O'Connor.com. Check it out. But right now, you're going to get a lot more of Kerry. We're going to take a short break when we come back with the Dr. Pat Show, Kerry O'Connor, and all of you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is your peak living tip of the day. Listen up. If you work on a computer more than 1 hour a day, research shows that poor posture and shallow breathing can cause the stress response, leading to physical and emotional compromise. Every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. Visit CrownHillChiropractic.com or DrScottLynch.com. Your peak living tip of the day has been brought to you by Crown Hill Chiropractic in North Seattle and Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center in Duval.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? to wake up feeling clear and refreshed, to live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit lifeforceplan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The folks at Enlightenment Card think so. While other credit cards channel their monies to faceless corporations, the Enlightenment Card has established over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further your own growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or to use them to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference. Will this save the world? Probably not. But it will send a message to corporate America that there are people who are paying attention to how money is being used. Join their community at enlightenmentcard.com. Again, that's enlightenmentcard.com. Enlightenmentcard.com.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Life is good, life is fun, it's so magical. Love is here, we are one.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We've got so many people on the lines. Benny, I think we'll just skip the next break and just go right to through to the end of the show.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Let's start with our caller who's been waiting so patiently. We have Anne from Bothell.
Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
This is Anne. Hi,
Anne.
And let me introduce you to Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Anne. Do you have a question?
I do. I recently moved my practice plus cut my days of work, and I've been having trouble quieting my brain when I meditate so I can listen to my guide. I'm working on trying how to market myself in the type of body and energy work I do, and did I make the right choice in making this change?
Right. Right. Okay. What I'm seeing is when I see a big victorious sign, that means absolutely you made the right choice. And just when think of it, when I'm looking in the, it's a lot of people doing a lot of stuff in the right side of their energy field today. When I go over, think of when I'm looking in front of you, think of me, I'm standing on top of your head, and then think your body midline from the whole right side. So the midline over to the right side and then to the left side. When I look right into the right side, almost when it involves your head up to your ear. So think of like a piece of pie that's like one quarter of a piece of pie that has to do with that part of the energy field on the right side. When I'm looking into that part, it's all what I see is what I was talking to Jay about foggy. So in this, when I look at the tubes, it goes back to the first, second, and third chakra. So think the move has really kicked up, of course, a lot of deep cellular opportunity to release that goes way back. And so when I'm drawn to the person's back of their energy field, that's where we hold our Akashic records, back, past life, and all those kind of things. And the beautiful thing is what Dr. Pat was saying in between the break is that we don't have to understand it anymore and not get caught up on the who's and the what's. All we have to do is stepping into our mastery is directing our energy to release. And so that's the biggest word. Like think of the Ten Commandments. A master commands their energy. So command your energy to release on both sides, left and right side, but really go after that right side of any restrictions that you have that can be old and ancient. And if you don't believe in past lives, just any this incarnation, right? It doesn't matter to me. I'm not, as far as with people believe in past lives or not, there's restrictions in the energy field. So you're releasing from old, ancient restrictions. And so where it's positioned, it could absolutely make us feel foggy and very shaky as far as did I make the right decision? And also just even relax into the, just go into your heart and open the door of the awful awfuls. Is there, can you make a wrong decision? Is there, it like, just think of, going to the worst case scenario, opening that door. And I say this to a lot of people because they don't, I'm seeing a lot of people are, they don't, they're afraid of going to that worst case nightmare door. And as soon as we open it up, it takes the charge off. So can you make the wrong decision? No, you know, let's say that your practice takes, is slower than you thought. Just really go, just walk yourself through it for 5 minutes and then just look at it, and it diffuses the energy. You're taking the charge out of it. That is there right or wrong? Because that's part of that, that right side of your energy field that's arm wrestling with itself. And this is, goes back to control and being able to really allow and surrender. So you're going to see a turnaround. Also, the guys are coming in as far as I'm seeing a paternal grandfather holding hands with maternal grandfather. So that's where I know that they did not have a connection. There was a physical distance with them. They might not have even known each other. Also, they're showing me Walter Walters, and also they're showing me Barbara Walters. So take those names separate, Barbara Walters. Also, pay attention to number 444. They also want to say that you've been working on this since April, and also over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, it's going to really iron itself out. And so the, remember, sitting in the mastery chair this next 2 weeks are huge as far as working with the flows of the universal energy. And of course, you're going to feel victorious. And also they're showing me Victoria Victor as far as Julia Andrews. So pay attention to the name Julia Andrews. And when I see that, that could be live people coming in and or people that have crossed over that are supporting you. But again, by the time it's four months, you're going to, when I see an iron, that means you're going to feel all ironed out as far as things are going to feel, be crystal clear as far as absolutely you made the right decision.
All right. Did you get that?
I did. That was a lot of information. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome.
I so wished I could do your class. I have a previous engagement with grandchildren, so but maybe I can another time.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make sure that Carrie comes back here. And it's such a great opportunity. And this show will be archived and popped up in a day or so. So you can, you know, what people have said is when I put the archives up, Carrie, they listen to it again and they hear it, the a lot of different messages.
Absolutely.
So, and go ahead and do that as well. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. And it is important to listen to it over again. I've had to listen to some of the things you've said to me. And,
right.
You know, first time you miss it, maybe that's because I'm just not open enough to hear it all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you think that plays a big part?
Yeah. Sometimes people put energetic ear muffs on their ears. And or I also talk fast. I give a lot of messages out and I talk fast and I say everything I see. So if I see an ant crawling, it might not make sense to me. I know that it can make sense to the person. So my job is to deliver everything that I see. So it is important that that's why I tape my sessions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great. And again, I want to mention you can check a lot of information out, CarrieO'Connor.com. And you do full sessions with people.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're just getting a little snippet here of what it's like to work with Carrie. And so you'll be finding out lots more about that in the weeks to come as well. Benny, you're the man.
All right, let's bring on Maria from Bellevue now.
Hi, Maria. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, what do I need to do differently to feel okay when I have all the chaos going around me with my children?
Okay. What I'm seeing is a maternal grandmother coming in, and actually she's bringing another one. So when I see that, it's like she's grabbing your husband's grandmother. So think of it as, well, you're very clear sentient, and so that's clear feeler. So I can't emphasize it. It sounds like I say the same thing over and over again, but believe me, I have a lot to talk about, but I can't emphasize when it comes back down to it, when we get into an energy practice, and as strong as, like, we couldn't think, we don't, couldn't imagine not brushing our teeth or taking a shower daily. And so when people get into an energy practice and put post-its where you brush your teeth, in your car, down your hallway, we're literally making new neural pathways in our brain. When I was flipping this over 15 years ago to get to really anchor in a practice because of the ADD, I had poster boards everywhere in every single window. Be, do, have. I said it to myself constantly, and then it laid neural pathways in my physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. And so the more you radiate, the more you even just put a bubble of light around you or visualize the energies from the heavens down to the center of the earth, down to the heavens, and expand. You just did an energy practice. And so it doesn't have to be hard. I have, you know, I had young kids when I was doing this too. Now they're 15 and 12, but I understand what it's like to have the kids' energy, and especially the kids' energy comes in as far as very high frequency. So you're a bridger to their energy. Their energy is like the 1,000-watt light bulb. And so you're going from that 100-watt watts to 1,000 watts yourself. So it's not only the kid's energy, it's your energy expanding. So again, I can't emphasize, practice, repetition will help the you, instead of feel like the kid's energy is like static, it's going to feel like a tuning fork that allows you to expand.
Did you get that? Did you get all that?
Kinda.
Okay.
But I'm not perfectly clear what the energy, what I'm supposed to be thinking or doing.
Okay, even
like visualizing white light.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if a color pops in your head, or all of a sudden you see green light, or a word pops in your head, visualize a bubble of green light all around you. It doesn't have to be hard. And with the post-it thing is even just a bubble of light around you. That bubble, you're directing your energy, and that green energy is even healing energy. And so the more you do that, the more it will, it creates a, think of it as, it allows the high frequency energy, the loving frequency energy, come into you, but it also acts like a barrier for the static chaotic energy to leave. So it's really important, and you'll know as soon as you start practicing, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because it's like within what was it for you, a couple days, and I can't even imagine my life without doing my daily routine. Right. And also I don't sit and meditate, I'm a doer meditator.
I'm like you
in the car. I can't sit and go, oh my, I would just go nuts. I'm just a run. So I will do it while I'm shopping. I will do it in Walmart. I'll do it when I order cheese. I could do a bubble of light around me. So it doesn't have to be if you have time to make it into a routine, that's wonderful. And I do that also. But if I don't have time, I just, again, ordering cheese, I could put a bubble of light around me. So the more you do it, the more you'll notice when you don't do it, because you will notice people's energy feels like nails on a chalkboard to you. And so, I can't emphasize, it's, you can't do it wrong. Remember your intention. And so, you'll notice a big difference. And the post-its will help remind you. Put it everywhere where you brush your teeth. And again, visualize not taking a shower or brushing your teeth. It gets down to that. Can you visualize not taking a shower or brushing your teeth daily? And so you're washing your energy body. And when I look at a person, I look all around their energy field. And it's not because I have eye contact problem. It's because I'm looking at their energy field. Because the way I see it, we're 99.999% energy and 1% physical body. So imagine not washing that your whole life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and let me just clarify, because when I heard Carrie say this, it didn't take me immediately. Gold. I love gold. And so I focused on a gold orb. Mm-hmm. Then what I realized is I went into my office and someone says, oh my God, you have all of these gold Egyptian Isis, you know, things. Mm-hmm. So this can be as simple as imagining or seeing something that you resonate with. It's not what Carrie or I are saying to you. Right. It's what you see. And there is no right and wrong. You know,
absolutely,
we've gotten into this right and wrong thing and spirituality,
exactly.
And that's not it.
I totally agree. And there is no right or wrong. It's all about intention. What is in your heart? And if your intention is to expand, then right there, I just expanded. My intention is to expand in love and light. And right there, I just did it. So it doesn't, the practice in the writing out what resonates with you, because if it doesn't resonate with you, then you're not going to do it. So it really gets into something that you like to do. Even thinking of cooking makes you feel expanded. Then think about cooking. That's going to, the front fibers, what we were talking to Jay about, putting our hopes and dreams and desires, go, that creates an energy field. So we get static or we have calm. And so when we're static, we're out of alignment. Our bodies are a perfect indicator of what we are. We aligned or not aligned?
Yeah. All right. There you go. Let's find out how you're welcome. Have a good one.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks for calling in. Let's quickly run off too, because we have Melissa from Houston, Texas waiting.
Yeah.
So I want to definitely get her on board with us today.
All right, Melissa, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to Carrie. How you doing?
Hi. How are you doing, Dr. Pat?
I'm doing great. Let me introduce you to Carrie O'Connor.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a question about I want to know who is leaving feathers for me all over the place. And also, I've got somebody, my ceiling fan in my bedroom comes on occasion.
Interesting.
Lately, I've been getting feathers.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing the part of the feathers are from an Indian guide that's coming into you that he's pointing to when you were 3 years old, that you felt connection with him, 3 to 4 years old, or your eyesight. When I look at them pointing to your eyes, your clairvoyance or your intuitive abilities were open then. And then by 4.5, they shut down because of fear. And so think of the feathers as the guide coming in. And especially when I see them standing directly behind our spine, that means for guidance and think of for the most loving support frequency ever. So that he's here to help you go up to step up to your next level. And then also, as far as the fan, I'm seeing, a little child, a little girl that comes in as far as like a miscarried energy that likes to come around you. She's also saying Shelly or Sheila or Shasha, like a Sha kind of name. And this is on the feminine side. So it doesn't have to be your experience as far as a miscarriage or an abortion, but she definitely comes in with some female connection. And remember, that could be sister-in-law too. So kids like to play. They like to play with electrical stuff. So the feathers are from the Indian god. The electrical fan is from the little girl. And she, again, likes to bring, she comes in. And I see infinity eights around your feet. So pay attention to seeing the number eight too. And she is pointing to the heart and remembering to have you lighten up. Think of the guides coming in with lessons and helping you go step up to that next level. And she's reminding you to lighten up and have fun with it.
Okay,
great.
There you go.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks so much.
Oh, that's fabulous. Let us know what kind of fun you're getting ready to have, okay?
Okay.
Thanks
right.
very much,
Thank
Melissa,
you so much,
for calling
Melissa.
In.
Thank you for listening.
Yep.
All right, Benny.
I sound like one of those little interpreters at the, you know, the fast food joints. Oh, I haven't gone there in a while.
There
Kathy
we
from
go.
Bellevue.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
What I'm wondering, I'm pretty confused these days, and I'm considering leaving my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty, you know. Anyway, I'm wondering what Carrie's take on these things are.
Okay. And that was Kathy, okay. correct?
Kathy, yeah.
Okay.
Or Cassie. I think it's Cassie.
Cassie. Hi, Cassie.
Cassie, what I'm looking at in your energy field, I'm seeing your, think of your root chakra, or if you're not familiar with chakras, what I'm seeing is energy is leaking out of your, feet. And so think of it as that when we have that kind of posture, it can make, and you feel like you have the weight of the world on you. So there's a world on your shoulders and also male hands on your shoulders. So there's a part of you that's very empathic, and empathic is different from clairsentient. Clairsentient is feelers. Empathic people, they just suck the energy up of other people and of the even world events. So when people are extremely empathic, it's like they can't tell the difference between their stuff and my you know, your stuff. So going back to the energy practice, it's really important. And also when I'm looking at your feet, you are torn between, you're even listening to your own intuition, so that's good. It's time for you to go. You know that. But also when I look at the person's energy field, we want them to stay in that impostured place, empowered place. And so they, and I've noticed, I said impostured. So part of your body feels like it's imprisoned and it's in a posture of out of alignment. So having you are understanding and taking in, yes, I'm getting messages. I know that I'm supposed to be leaving my job. The posture, we want you to straighten up and put your back, think of, even physically getting your shoulders back and visualizing your hands of support, like a horseshoe of support around you, and really recognizing yourself as extremely empathic. Empathic people, I can't emphasize, they're like psychic sponges that just suck in all the energy around them. And so half the, it can make us very foggy. So going back to getting yourself in a really good energy routine, having you, it'll be crystal clear as far as over the next 3 days, 3 weeks. Think of that you're opening the door to synchronistic events, just like when Dr. Pat was talking about the Australia connection. So you're stepping out of that workplace. It doesn't, like part of your right side of your energy field wants to seem, feel like it's stepping off a cliff. And so you don't want to feel like it's stepping off a cliff. Feel like that you're really supported. Back yourself off and also pay attention to signs that you're going to be getting over the next even 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days, as far as what your next step is. And so you've unplugged from that job right there. And so now it's time to physically step out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Cassie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Cassie. Thank you for calling in. We have great listeners.
Yes,
they're just
love
absolutely
the
incredible.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, they are. And they keep growing in numbers and energy and vibration. And I get so touched by who they are.
Oh, I love it. I could feel their heart energy. I could feel their real earnest wanting to take that next step. And mm-hmm. sometimes when we could be feeling all by ourselves doing it. And so mm-hmm. that's what Cassie feels all by herself. So
yeah.
having a show like yours and knowing that she is supported energetically is a wonderful thing.
And Cassie, by the way, has been one of our listeners since I think we turned the button on.
That's
like,
right.
3.5 years ago.
Through the switch, so to speak. Yeah,
flip
the switch. There you go.
Yeah, there we
Turn
go.
Turn us on. There's that's Cassie.
Good.
Let's snag another call. Let's go to Missy from Kirkland.
Hi, Missy. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, let me introduce you to Carrie. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I'm having problems and issues with losing weight and really being able to control myself as far as the foods that I'm really picking, and I'm curious, what is it that's really holding me back from achieving my goals and more independent? What is it?
Think of it's the wounded child in all of us that holds back. And so when I'm looking in the right side of your energy field, that's the feminine, female, and also what I'm looking at as it's a protection. So think of weight as protection as going out into the world, and also feeling part of your energy field is very clairsentient. So you can pick up on the energy of, if it doesn't feel safe for you, you hold back. And so you can feel, think about when you were younger where people could have said, everything's okay. And then you sense that everything wasn't okay in the room. And this doesn't have to be the awfuls. It doesn't have to be kidnapping, molestation. It could be just parents worrying about money. It could be like a movement into job, career changes. And so when a child is very sensitive, they're picking up the energies, which does not make it feel like a solid foundation. So when we don't feel like a solid foundation, subconsciously we go to fight or flight, and then we fight or flight literally creates a cortisol reaction, and then we get the belly extra weight around our stomachs to protect ourselves. So, and to hesitate ourselves, I can't go out to the world because it's a scary place. So A, recognizing that is huge. And B, we don't have to go through kicking therapies like in the 80s where we beat up pillows for years, and it's not that therapy was necessary then, but now we're doing stuff much faster as soon as we're able to identify an issue. And so part of that child, it doesn't feel safe. And so you're able to take that child within you, the wounded child, and say, okay, you're safe. Let me show you a solid foundation, and just make sure you're grounded. If you have plants around you, water is very important for your energy. And also, again, going down to a real energy practice will help you feel safe and then want to expand out into the world.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Doesn't that sound awesome? Are you ready to take some action here?
You know, I have been. I just was curious. I just was having the feeling that in order me to move forward, I really need to get this excess weight off and change my consciousness and my energy to be more out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is a lot of fear of getting out there and change.
Right. So then exactly.
Will my relationships and my family change and with myself change? And it's a little scary when I think about that.
Absolutely. And that is so common. And, that when people, if I'm in the audience of 10 people to 100 people, 1,000 people, and I say, there's going to be a lot of change going on, 85% of the people's energy field collapses with one word, change. And so this is where we're learning that the change, seasons change, night changes into day, change is part of life. Change is going with the flow. And that's part of what our body always goes for, homeostasis, balance, change. So it's taking the charge out of the word change and think of change as a good thing. So going back to that wounded child at 2.5 years old, I'm seeing your feet on shaky grounds. And so again, that she feels doesn't, any kind of change would be terrifying for that 2.5 year old. But again, taking that 2.5 year old in the heart and flipping it to the divine child is not childish. The divine child knows that she is totally supported, knows that she's got all the answers within, and is excited about stepping out. And so
that's funny that you said the 2.5 thing, because what happened was I was actually in a hurricane.
Yep.
About 2.5, and we had to leave right away, and I was afraid of water for a long time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's where your energy body's telling me 2.5. I just didn't pick up that number. Your energy chakras are saying 2.5 years old is by when it was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Let's just put it that way. And that's why I was saying having water around you is very important as far as hearing it healing. So water, CDs or fountains, that's it's like taking the charge out of the 2.5 year old that feels like she's got new control of the world. And so it's very scary to have outside forces. And so that's in the outside part of the world. Never mind changes within the family. Is the family going to support me? That's the all left side of us. Am I going to lose loss of love? Are people going to move with me and move up with me? And that's also where right now I tell people, you know what? You don't really have to worry about that. Just put that off on the shelf, because that's part of our saboteur saying, I can't do this because, right? And I wrestle this with myself. I got out of a toxic marriage because my husband wasn't going up, but I also kind of of knew it in my gut that he wasn't going to move up, but there's a part where people do move up too. So we're, it's like just right now, the biggest thing for anybody to do is just tend their own garden, really clear our own energy fields, and that sets a vibration for everybody that you're around within the whole family. So, and love feels better than fear. And so the more you set the energy template, the more you're allowing the energy of the other people to step up with you. Mm-hmm. So the only thing you have to be concerned right now is for yourself, and that, again, just kind of put them off into the shelf. It doesn't mean ignore them. It just energetically, you're rebirthing yourself.
Yeah. So how do I do that though?
Energetically, well, to just think of, I had to do that to a lot of people in my family. I could be with the people, and I just like put a bubble of light around mm-hmm. you and become the observer, just like observe what they're talking about instead of joining in. Like my mom goes to the awful, she's still alive, and if we're late, she goes that we're dead. And so I notice that, I mean, she doesn't think that we went to a store. If we're late showing up, she goes to dead. And so she has a nervous tendency. And so I was able to just, I could still be around that energy, but not get drawn into the awfuls. And so part of that, again, I can't emphasize, is a practice. It's just like a martial arts, but it's a fun practice because it's a freeing, empowering practice. And mm-hmm. so you absolutely have the keys within you. That bubble of light is in the practice will allow you to unplug from it. And when your head starts wandering and fear, scaring yourself, stamp your foot down and visualize yourself unplugging from a socket, and you're literally directing your energy to unplug and stop going from the awful runaway train, because that goes to the cortisol, which will go to the fight or flight and then throw us off.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And you know what? You're going to be able to hear Carrie every Monday, 10 o'clock, lots of information. She's committed to help all of our listeners out there get their lives to the next level. Thank you all for tuning in. Carrie, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too.
I think this is incredible. And don't forget, for those of you that can attend, I think we're all filled with the workshop. Carol shaking her head. We are. Carrie, this is such an honor to have you here. We're so thrilled you're going to be in here working with our listeners and sharing your gift.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor for me too.
And thank you all for listening. Benny, another great job. Carol, hats off to you. And I'm sure we've got some new technology. We're not going away. We're just going to take
a new little technician. Scotty, thanks, buddy.
We're going to have to, like,
you're the man.
That's it. We'll have to put him through crest busting training. All right, everybody, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back here in a few. Don't touch that dial.